I want to be left by the water. Feel the calm reflection of the day. Oh, I want to be left by the water. Won't you please let me go my own way? Feel the calm reflection fall. My heart is full and I forgot. Won't you wait for me? Won't you wait? Tomorrow will bring its own troubles to be safe. I'm not a hero of any kind, but I'm working on being brave. Enclosed by my own mind, take me to the waters deep to find all that I am in the world so. It feels good to know that something cares. It feels the water flowing in my head. Feel the water flowing in my head. Feel the water flowing in my head. There is a deep sense of longing to be somewhere. A softness in the air, but I can't stop thinking about love. And the world is falling down. My heart is full and I forgot. Won't you wait for me? Won't you wait? 'Cause all it feels good to know there's something here. I feel the water flowing in my head. Feel the water flowing in my head. Feel the water flowing in my head. By the time you decide to look up, I've missed everything. By the time you decide to look up, you'll have missed everything. All I am and will be. I've never been held so tightly. Feels good to know that something cares. And feel the water flowing in my hair.
Amanda's back just in time with friend. Hi, friend. You're listening to 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're now you're on. We are underprepared.
I have a few songs, Emma.
I am underprepared.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm having issues. That was a good one.
I wonder what that sounded like to our listeners. What could that have been?
I would tell them to call in and guess, but I don't know who's listening. Anybody? Oh. Anybody out there?
Hello.
Bueller. Oh, stop. So Amanda and I are here. We'll get in the ball rolling a little late, but that's just kind of our style these days.
How we do it.
apparently Amanda claims we have got some music.
I got some music.
I hope
not
so.
Definitely not an hour's worth of music.
Well, but. Hey, you know, it's already 9:12, so we're doing great.
Woo!
Woohoo! This is potentially / most likely / 88% sure our last 99% sure. Probably our last show of the semester.
Oh shit. That makes sense.
We're having some confusion with the headphones.
It's okay.
But yes, 100% sure that this will be the last time I'm on the show. Till next fall.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do without Amanda.
I don't know either.
Going to be lonely.
What am I going to do without her?
I'll be taking applications for a new co-host.
No.
Okay, Amanda says no. Just kidding. It'll just be me by myself.
You got it. I trust you.
Thanks. Yeah, so that makes me sad, but we'll have to have a good show tonight then.
It's going well so far.
It's going.
High hopes.
Yay. Cool. Well, you want to play a song for us, Amanda?
Betcha.
What you got over there?
You'll see. This is plugged in.
I don't know which
this
one
is
it
one.
Is.
This
oh,
is one.
Boy.
Yeah, I got it.
You got me. Okay. Oh. Just kidding with you.
I guess I've been bruised if we were to speak plain. Every bruise that comes to flesh makes its mark. On the brain, you say it's always been and always will be. And anything you'd say has already been said a million times. Do you think of all of the side streets we walked past, all our buried skeletons in the backyard?
About the day, I don't wanna be alone.
take to grow tired. A haunting for the one that got away.
I'm not ready. We're gonna talk. Mayday. Oh, that was great.
Chaos.
That was totally chaos. Okay. Does anybody have an overrated, underrated? Oh, okay, wait. I gotta think.
Okay.
Whipped cream from a can, like ready whip.
Oh.
I don't know where that came from, but
that was amazing.
Came out of nowhere.
So here's my thinking, my thoughts. I don't understand really the people that just eat the whole thing, just
like squirt it into their mouth.
I like doing that just once and like once because it's fun to just like.
Sure, but not like to sit there for like 15 minutes and like eat the can like that. Yeah.
But have you seen anyone ever actually just eat the can?
I feel like I have in like a movie or something.
Well, yeah, in a movie, but like in real life.
I don't know.
Are you telling me movies aren't real life?
Yeah. What? Savage. No. I don't know. So, I think they're overrated, personally. I'm also just not a huge whipped cream person.
That's fair.
Which I think is part of that. But.
So, are we talking, like, whipped cream from a can versus, like, homemade?
Because
that's kind of what it sounded like.
However you want to take it, that way.
I mean, I feel like whipped cream's not that big a deal in my life. I feel like that's about where it should be.
Okay, so like,
yeah,
rated.
Pretty appropriate.
That is an option.
That's fair.
Yeah, I definitely do like homemade whipped cream better. If that.
There's just something about making it that makes it taste better.
It's just magical. It's just all of a sudden it's
whipped cream. Yeah, that's fair.
And then a second later, it's over whipped. Yeah. Like, why did I do this?
Yeah, that's real. Emma, what are your thoughts?
So we were like a ready whip house growing up.
Okay.
Not that we like used a lot of it, but I feel like there was like usually there and like, you know, you make your own sundae at home, you put a little squirt of whipped cream. Like that was kind of fun. But yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with you that whipped cream's just not like, I'm not that person that when I go and get ice cream, I'm like, oh, I have to get whipped cream on. I usually just ask for no whipped cream.
What
actually
does whipped cream really add to ice cream?
That's my thing.
Yeah. I agree. It doesn't add all the bells and whistles for me.
And whipped cream.
That makes sense. But like with ice cream, you're having cream with more cream instead of just like a different thing.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't do it for me. No.
I might get a little bit out of it. Just like, I feel like there is something.
Like a 2 out of 10 or like a 3 out of 10. Yeah. Where would you rate yourself on your scale of
I mean, I think it's pretty good on, like, pie and stuff.
Or, like, yeah, I like it with berries. Or, like, on, like, a little, sure. Those, like, angel food cakes or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. They're, like, pound cake almost.
Yeah. With strawberries.
Yeah, stuff. See, that's, Fourth I think it's July. Tasty then. But, yeah with okay, the ice okay. cream, too much, too okay. much. Okay. okay. Well, this has been an emergency episode of Overrated, Underrated. Because I was not prepared. But I think maybe... We're prepared
Ooh.
Now.
Ooh.
So.
Ooh.
Everyone cross your fingers. Yeah.
Nice.
So
When I'm all alone on my own by my lonesome and there ain't a single nother soul around. I wanna dig into my guitar, bend a blues riff that hangs over everything.
When I'm by myself and it's daytime, cause down under, oh, wherever it is I live when it's evening. You know I speed read the morning news and come up with my own little song. To a beautiful morning where the trees are all wagging, my head flag waving, the scenery raging, my life flow cascading, and the smog hangs over everything.
When I'm outside in a real good mood, you could almost forget about all the other things, like a big old ominous cloud in my periphery. Days I inhabitate a high-pitched ring over things. So these days I plug them up.
When I'm struggling with my songs, I do the same thing too. And I crunch them up in headphones, cause why wouldn't you? You could say I hear you on several levels at high decibels. Over everything.
rigless.
Okay, so Amanda and I just had the most incredible idea ever.
I'm very excited about it.
So, Amanda, would you like to explain what just happened?
Okay, so here's the thing. Facts with Fee is not going to happen tonight.
She's a sleepy girl.
She's asleep. And so I was looking up some fast facts that maybe we could share, and I found this fact that is... Another word for growling tummy sounds is borborygmus, or borborygmi. And so, that's plural. And so I Googled it because I was incapable of pronouncing that. And
fair, that's fair.
And I wasn't really thinking about how I was playing music on the radio and pressed the pronunciation button. So if you heard the word borborygmus twice in that song.
Can you give us a little
sample of that? This,
borborygmus.
That's such a lovely voice.
It's really a nice voice.
One more time.
Oh, one more time.
Borborygmus.
Borborygmus. Borborygmus. I like that.
Can I? I wonder if I press it really fast.
Oh. Oh,
borborygmus.
I was gonna say maybe I could like remix it, but couldn't do it.
That's a task for another day.
Yes, but Emma, take from here.
We decided that next year we will hide a sneaky word in each of our shows. You know, we'll toss it in there a couple times. Not gonna tell you when.
Nope.
It'll just come out
not
of nowhere. Not gonna tell you when. And if you call in and you get our super secret special word of the week, we'll have some sort of prize.
You win.
I don't know what that prize is. Or maybe you will
just win.
You just win.
And you
you'll get
and
the
that's,
joy of winning.
Yes,
and that's
maybe
enough.
You get to recommend the next song.
I don't, yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? Or
maybe if, who knows?
We will come up with something.
We will, because we have 9 to 10 months to think about it.
So many
Nine months.
So many months.
Yeah, we've got time.
We're probably going to forget about this.
No,
by then.
We are not. This is good.
This is set.
I
okay.
enjoyed this way too much.
Well, anyways, this week's word is
borborygmus.
So maybe it'll make a comeback.
It like that. It's like almost seductively borborygmus.
Wait, you know? Can you type something else? I'm curious.
Okay. We got to think of a good word though.
Weird.
Words.
Or just like a sentence. I want to.
Oh, okay.
I want to listen.
But
to what this person has to offer us.
Pronunciation though.
Is it not the same as like Google Translate?
I don't know. Can I do that on Google Translate? It'll let me play it aloud. Perfect.
But I don't know if it's as seductive a voice.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be as nice.
Once I type it?
Type it in, yeah.
Okay, what do we want to say?
I don't know.
I'm not going to tell you guys.
She's laughing. I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, it's in Spanish. Oh, okay. Okay, ready?
Okay.
No, no. Wait, I have to fix this. I'm sorry. This is seriously delaying the show. Okay.
I interrupted my class today with my borborygma.
That's not as good of a voice, but... That was terrible. It was like a robot, and it wasn't a good sentence. Bor-ba-rig-my. But that's what I got. So.
Yeah, the other one was better. Borborygma. No, I don't like that one.
No,
the other one's
terrible.
Better. That's all right,
terrible.
Anyways, well, now that we've rated our online friend's voices, we didn't tell anyone what we've listened to. It's a secret. Oh. We're keeping it from you. Ha, ha, ha. Just kidding. I am severely tired.
Same.
Anyways, the first song we listened to at 9:13, which was a lot of minutes ago, was Skeletons by... Junior Dale Earnhardt.
She's trying. Earnhardt. It's spelled differently.
Oh, I thought there was a D in there. I just
there
can't
is a D.
see. No, but I thought there was a D in like the middle. It's at the end.
Can we get a seductive pronunciation of that last name?
Earnhardt. He's also a junior. I didn't know you could be a junior.
That's what we were talking about.
Like, is he
a
mega
junior? I thought you just get
junior,
one junior. Like, or junior...
He's a junior.
Would you be the second junior? So you'd be
or are you just the third? Or the second?
You're the third of the lineage, but mm-hmm. you're the second junior.
Because your dad just has one junior in his name.
Okay, well...
Also, what's the difference between, first
junior,
and second
junior
and
junior? Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. are the same.
That's what I thought.
Wait, question. How do you become How do you get senior at the end of your name? Because you're not born with it.
Oh.
You have to have a junior.
And then you can call yourself senior. You obtain the title. But it's... Junior is in some people's names. Is senior in anyone's name?
We'll consult the internet for this on our next break. Well, break for us, but not a break for the music. How does that work? It doesn't matter. Anyways.
Not important.
And then we listen to Limestone by Magic City Hippies. We also have a lot of questions about that band name.
Yeah. Which
I'm not
sure. We'll be doing some investigation.
Then we listen to Over Everything off of the new album, joint album by Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile.
Ooh.
I like it, but there's also like something kind of weird about them together. I think it's because they both have this weird like talking sing style.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Some of the lyrics are kind of like, they're strange, but somehow it works together.
I feel that. It's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah. And then the last song we listened to was When We're Alone by Attaboy.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Well, I think we have some more music. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Savage is going to hook us up.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Take it away.
Travel.
And we're back for PSA with unnamed guest number one.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, unnamed guest number one?
Pretty tired, honestly.
Me too, unnamed guest number one.
It's been a rough week.
It has been a rough week. But you're here.
I am here.
You came all the way here on your rough week.
I did indeed.
On a rainy day. How appropriate.
Nothing I'd like them to do than spend 7 hours on a plane.
To come here for 5 minutes.
30 minutes. 30 seconds.
30 minutes, oh boy.
And then spend another 6 to 7 hours on a plane.
Well, we appreciate you.
It's the best.
You should invent teleportation.
Oh, I'm actually working on it right now.
Oh, perfect. It's
in the works.
Good.
Very soon.
I'm happy to hear it. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Well, what do you got for us tonight?
I've got some very important information about space heaters.
Hey, that's very appropriate with the first snowstorm and everything.
That is exactly why I brought it.
You don't want to be cold,
no,
but you want to be safe.
You don't want to be cold, but you need to be safe if you're going... Should be cold. No, I'm not going to say that. All right. So, space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby.
That was wonderful. Thank you. I feel safer already.
Good. It's very important to be safe in these times.
I agree.
Trying cold times.
Yes, indeed.
It's very tempting to just put yourself right up against the space heater.
Yeah, with a blanket and just catch on fire. That'll make you warmer, but probably too warm.
That's what heated blankets are for.
Yes.
Get one of those.
Those are the things for catching on fire.
No, but actually, I've never looked into it, but I feel like there's been a lot of issues with those.
I would imagine. So just go for the traditional blanket, maybe some slippers, a hat, snuggie. Some gloves, a snuggie, sure.
Hot chocolate.
That one's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a good idea.
Well, thank you for that wonderful PSA.
Of course.
And for making our listeners more safe.
Anytime.
Have a wonderful flight. You're also going on a trip.
I am going to be traveling... to an unknown location for the next 6 to 7 months.
Well, even
possibly nine.
Well, you and Amanda will be back around the same time. We'll be happy to have both of you back next year.
Very disappointing.
It is.
I'm sorry to leave you, but
heartbroken twice. That hurts. You know. Yeah.
We're going to be playing automated PSAs from now on.
Oh yeah. Disappointing. That's okay. We'll make it work. Maybe you have like a cousin or something.
I'll name guest number two, actually.
Right.
I could give her your contact.
Yeah, that would be great. Maybe I'll have them call in. Sure.
That would be good.
That sounds great.
Perfect.
Wonderful. Well, more music. We listened to Ancient Mars by the Zolas, and then 10:15 Saturday Night by The Cure.
Nice.
Yeah. They're playing in your home country.
In Maine? Who are you talking
to
right now?
Your home country of Maine.
I meant the wonderful country of England.
I was not sure who you were talking to.
Sorry. No, it's okay.
I think Beth just like sprinted out the door.
Yeah, no, she was gone.
I just assumed that you were...
My bad.
Joking as Maine was like a homeland.
No.
Oh, that's
across the pond. But
my bad.
Well, you know, your home country of Maine. Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay. Well,
it's
anyways,
that kind of day for me.
Music time. Anybody got anybody?
I do.
Go once. Sure. Going twice.
I got it. Hold on.
Hold the phone.
Play.
Oh. So many things just happened.
cave's collapsing. I don't wanna be me anymore. My old man told me, you don't open your eyes for a while, you just leave that moment back. 40 miles out of east, Illinois, for my old man's heart attack.
If a double-decker bus crashes